This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A book by journalist Bob Woodward says U.S. President Donald Trump seemed to grasp just how bad the coronavirus threat was months ago, but minimized it to the public. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Woodward quotes the president as calling the virus deadly stuff in February. You just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. A month later, Woodward says the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to the public, calling it no worse than the seasonal flu. Asked if he deliberately misled the American people, White House spokeswoman Kelly McEnany said, absolutely not.
The president never downplayed the virus,
saying he instead projected calm during a crisis. Democratic challenger Joe Biden says what the president actually did is lie.
He failed to do his job on purpose,
calling it a despicable life and death betrayal of the American people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This news comes as one of the most promising COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials has been paused after a participant experienced an unexplained illness. Pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca announced the trial's pause in a statement saying, quote, "This is a routine action which has to happen whenever there is a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials," end quote. Few details of the case have been released, but it's reported one of the British participants in the trial developed a condition that presents as inflammation of the spinal cord. Several states in northern Germany are set to lift or ease pandemic restrictions on prostitution, with North Rhine-Westphalia now allowing sex workers to resume their business. The decision comes in the wake of several court cases filed by sex workers who argued the restrictions unfairly discriminated against them. They compared the ban on their activities with the lifting weeks ago on gyms and physical fitness studios. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was accused Wednesday of presiding over a, quote, rogue state, end quote, as his government introduced legislation that intentionally breaches its EU withdrawal treaty in the messy countdown to a full Brexit divorce. An emergency meeting between the EU and Britain was organized for Thursday to discuss the bill. The EU vice president in charge of overseeing implementation of the divorce deal will travel to London to meet his UK counterpart, a European Commission spokesman said on Twitter, adding that the EU was seeking, quote, clarifications, end quote. Brussels earlier demanded the emergency talks to address the bill, which governs post-Brexit trade in Britain and Northern Ireland. The United States has revoked more than 1,000 visas of Chinese nationals as of this week, a State Department spokeswoman said Wednesday. It's part of the Trump administration's push to block entry of students and researchers from China it believes have links to the Chinese military. U.S. President Donald Trump reveled Wednesday in his nomination by a right-wing Norwegian politician for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. Quote, "Thank you!" exclamation quote. He said in one of a flurry of tweets and retweets celebrating the nomination. The Norwegian lawmaker nominated President Trump for help brokering a deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, the second time he has put forward the U.S. president for the honor. Strong winds and high temperatures fed nearly 100 extreme wildfires across the U.S. West Wednesday, severely damaging at least two small towns in Oregon, where the governor declared an emergency for, quote, unprecedented blazes. Firefighters in California, Washington, and Oregon retreated from uncontrolled fires that forced tens of thousands to evacuate their homes and hundreds of thousands to lose power in three states. The fires have burned more than 890,000 hectares, or nearly 2.2 million acres. Noted South African lawyer George Bizos died Wednesday. Bizos is known for defending Nelson Mandela in many of his trials during the anti-apartheid struggle and helping win his release from prison. His family and the Legal Resource Center, where he'd worked, released a joint statement saying Bizos died of old age at his home in Johannesburg at the age of 92. He was known as one of the icons of South Africa's fight for democracy. For more on these and other stories, you can read them on voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. In Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.